On at least five occasions, dating back to 1967, voters in Escambia County have rejected the idea of switching from an elected school superintendent to an appointed one. But as Sandra Averhart reports, there's a renewed discussion about the topic in the run-up to the 2016 election.
I am just a concerned citizen with a tremendous passion for education.
That's Pensacola businessman Robert De Verona, who's behind this latest push to make the change to an appointed superintendent in the Escambia County School District.
The situation of education in the United States is critical, and we're falling behind other countries. Within the United States, the state of Florida is toward the bottom regarding education, and Escambia is in the bottom of Florida. So we need to do something.
De Verona says it's essential to start locally to determine the best approach for improving education in the district, which has one of the highest poverty rates in the state. He believes appointing the superintendent is the best way to go, although he says his efforts are not a referendum on current superintendent Malcolm Thomas, who's now serving his second term and has pre-filed for a third.
We have had some good and some bad superintendent. I see that Malcolm is doing a great job. Malcolm Thomas, but what is going to be after Malcolm and beyond?
And moving forward, De Verona believes it's the school board that should have the responsibility of hiring and firing the district's top executive.
And just like in a private sector, you have the stockholders elect the board, and then the board appoint and hires who is going to be the chief executive officer. And that's what the superintendent is the chief executive office.
The superintendent's job is a very high-level executive position. He has to manage millions of dollars, and he has to manage many, many, many people of all levels.
Paula Montgomery is education chair for the League of Women Voters of the Pensacola Bay Area, which hosted a discussion on the topic of switching to an appointed superintendent in Escambia at its general meeting on Saturday.
If you have an elected school superintendent whose only qualification has to be that he lives in the county, you may get a really good one, and I think we have a good one now, but you may not. There's no guarantee of it. But if the school board could look over the field and find out who is available and what their credentials are in a much wider range than just the county, we would be very likely to end up with the best person for the job.
To date, 26 of Florida's 67 counties already have an appointed superintendent. Even though it's not currently on the league's legislative agenda, Montgomery says she would support a push for a statewide requirement.
Nationwide, only three states permit people to elect their local superintendents, and those are Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi. And in Alabama, they're struggling with it county by county now. Some are, just like Florida. But Mississippi has put it on its legislative agenda for next year, possibly to switch over to all superintendents being appointed.
But with no legislation in the works in Florida, right now the only way to make that change is by local referendum.
Yeah, our records indicate that it's been on the ballot five times.
Escambia County Supervisor of Elections David Stafford, who says the first vote and closest vote on the issue was in 1967.
It lost by one vote, 9,651 noes, 9,650 yeses. Then it was again on the ballot 3 years later, 1970 and 1976, 1988, and then the last time it was on the ballot was in 1994, and it failed a little over 19,000 to just under 11,000. That was noes and yeses.
And the last serious discussion on the issue of an appointed superintendent was in 2000, but it failed to make it to the ballot. If there is to be another referendum in the coming year, the matter will have to go through Patty Hightower, chair of the Escambia County School Board.
I've had a couple of people who have talked with me, and I have indicated that should we get some people coming to us wanting us to put it on the ballot, I'd be glad to put it in front of my board for discussion.
But based on previous outcomes, Hightower says bringing up the question of an appointed superintendent yet again might be premature.
I think what's happened in the past is there's not ever been a coherent message on what's going to improve. How is this going to impact my student in the classroom? And I think, you know, that's a question that our community needs to answer. You know, what is going to be the reason to change.
Hightower has worked in both systems, and while she's voted in the past in favor of an appointed superintendent, she notes there are pros and cons to both. Before any change is realistic, she says it will take a real grassroots movement. And leading the way this time is Pensacola businessman Robert De Verona. He knows there's a lot of work to be done to get the public support. For him, it's a matter of economic development.
You know, we can bring companies here to the area, but if we don't have the qualified workers, they're going to hire people from other places, and our poverty is horrendous here. So in order to solve all these things, we have to approach it seriously and drastically.
According to De Verona, no timetable has been set for getting a referendum that calls for an appointed superintendent in Escambia on the ballot. But to make the general election ballot in 2016, the supervisor of elections office said it would have to be finalized by late August or early September of next year. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.